and it has been a week of economic records. Yesterday, the Dow Jones Industrial Average hit a record high. The S&P 500 did also for a second day in a row. The Nasdaq also reached positive territory for the first time all year. At the same time, today we got news that Venezuela's oil production fell to a 13-year low because of low oil prices, and the country is preparing for a worsening of its already terrible economic crisis. Maggie Lake is host of CNN Money with Maggie Lake. She's with us from New York. Hi, Maggie.
Hi there, Jeremy.
Well, let's start with the markets here in the U.S. What's going on here? What are some of the factors behind these record highs?
You know, I think it's really global. And what I hear over and over again from experts I talk to is that the U.S. economy looks like the best house in a bad neighborhood. But I guess we'll take that. You know, our economy's growing, not very quickly, but it's growing. We are adding jobs. Our banks are solid. Does that mean things are good for everyone? Absolutely not. Does it mean profits are going up for all companies? Absolutely not. But some of these solid companies are in good shape fiscally. They're paying dividends. And in a world where bonds pay nothing in your retirement, and in some countries, they're actually having a negative yield, U.S. stock market looks like a pretty attractive place to invest. So you're seeing these global money flows pushing into our market and pushing stocks to record highs.
And I think back to a few of the key moments economically over the last few weeks. Last week, we got a very good jobs report from the Labor Department for the last month. But then,
right,
you know, not too long ago, everybody was worried that Brexit, the vote for Britain to leave the EU, was going to send at least the UK and maybe more countries into recession. So is this a trend, or is this kind of just going to be a roller coaster up and down for a while longer?
Yeah, fasten your seatbelts. It's going to stay this way, this whipping around. I mean, all of those underlying worries haven't changed, except that we are seeing this money try to find a home. I mean, right now, CNN Money's Fear and Greed Index is flashing extreme greed. But whenever you see extremes, you're vulnerable, right? We've got China to worry about. We still have Brexit. We don't know how that's going to play out. These low oil prices you mentioned in the intro, they can be destabilizing for some countries. So you've got those global worries. And you know, Jeremy, it's interesting. You also have a situation where a lot of hedge funds got it wrong in the beginning of the year and throughout. They're underperforming. And when that's the case, they tend to have more of a trigger finger. They don't want to be on the losing side if the markets are moving, or some of them are facing redemption. So they've got to liquidate their winners. So that can also add to that volatility we're seeing.
And we talked about a place where things are not good at all, Venezuela. They're already facing food shortages, skyrocketing inflation, power outages there. And now word that oil production has dramatically fallen because of these low prices. What's going on, and that's obviously not the only big oil producer in the world. So I imagine others are looking at this and saying this could be really bad for us.
But they're in a particular situation where they've been facing years of underinvestment under the Maduro government, and before that, Chavez. They've been cut off from the global financial system, and so that's really making the situation even more severe. I've got to tell you, my colleague Paula Newton is on the ground there. We did it in my show today. It is hard to watch what's happening there. This is a country that is coming apart at the seams. People don't have food. They don't have medicine, basic sanitation. People are being held hostage for ransom. I mean, this is really getting dire. The army's been called in to try to distribute the food, but it appears that is just not enough. And the Maduro government and opposition party are deadlocked. So this is a country that is the social fabric's breaking down. So we're watching it very carefully. It is becoming a humanitarian crisis.
And crude oil falling another 4.5% today.
With no reprieve in sight. That's right.
Maggie Lake, host of CNN Money with Maggie Lake. Maggie, thanks as always.
Thanks, Jeremy.